for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2007 Memorial Day Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Sunday evening, May the 27th, 2007. Jerry McGee is the speaker of this service teaching on Do You Have Ears to Hear? This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
You see, every place you violate it, you know, look up the symptom. If you don't have the disease listed here, look up your symptoms and do word studies and repent, and God will heal you. Unless He wants to take you to heaven, and if He does, why do you want to stay around here? You know, I'm not afraid to die, but I don't want to be tortured. I'm not quite delivered yet. Shoot me, kill me instantly, that's okay. Just don't torture me. And you know where that came in? My mother and daddy never went to movies my whole life, but once when I was little. It was during the war, and I remember them taking us to a drive-in theater, and it was a war movie, and they were torturing people in these concentration camps. And that fear came on me as a little girl. That's the only movie I ever remember my mother and father ever going to. They didn't watch TV. They didn't watch movies. You see, fear, when you open yourself up to movies or fantasy, they're seeds. This is, the Word of God is a seed. But movies, demonic, scary, witchcraft, all kinds of movies, words are seed. The Word of God is seed, and words are seed, and you're a spiritual garden, and you need to watch over what's planted in your garden, because whatever kind of seed you plant is going to have that kind of fruit. You plant perversion in your garden, and guess what? You got a perverted plant in your garden. You got fear. A lot of people get delivered from fear when they repent of movies they've seen and break soul ties with the people that have made the movies, the writers, the directors, producers, the actors. And it's all fantasy. That's right. Absolutely. And remember the demons in Joel come in through the windows? You know that? It says they run on the city, they leap on the wall, and they climb in the windows. Could be the computer too, huh? Okay, look in verse 34. For our kings, our leaders, our priests, and our fathers have not kept thy law or paid attention to thy commandments and thy admonitions which thou hast admonished them. Go to Jeremiah 13, please. Verse 9. Thus says the Lord, just so will I destroy the pride of Judah and the great pride of Jerusalem, this wicked people who refuse to listen to my words, who walk in the stubbornness of their heart and have gone after other gods to serve them, to bow down to them, let them be just like this waistband. And you know, I guess it was yesterday morning, I named one of our gods. We don't bow down to Buddha. But you've got to notice me. We have gods that you've got to love me. You've got to accept me. You've got to notice me. You've got to talk to me. You've got to meet my needs. You can't be late. Anything that makes you mad or rains on your parade is linked to a false god. Anything that depresses you, anything you're fearful of, is connected to a false god. Anything that hurts you. You know, if you're hurt, it just means that at some point, whenever you were hurt, you didn't go to God with your hurt. You turned to a promise and said, boy, you're going to stay away from people that hurt you. And that promise is a false god. And so guess what? You get set up to be hurt, hurt, hurt. And so there's a law of sowing and reaping. You're going to reap what you sow. And the deeds of a man's hands return to him. Some of you who have wayward children or children that you're believing God, you're praying for God to change them. The Bible says that whatever a man sows, this will he also reap. The deeds of a man's hands will return to him. Ask the Lord, are your children doing the same thing that you did before you got saved? I had a man call me. He said, my daughter is lying and she's stealing and she's on drugs and she did this and she did that. I said, did you ever do anything like that? And he would, oh, dear God. She's just like me. And then a year later, I talked to the man, and he repented, and his daughter had already repented. You see, God uses the things that we love the most for us to read through. I had another lady, she said, pray for my daughter, she's fixing to marry a Hindu. I said, did you ever do anything like that? And she went, no. And then she went, oh my goodness. She said, I went to University of Mexico, in Mexico City, and I was in love with a bullfighter, and I was going to marry this bullfighter, and I was going to leave, America, chunk my parents. And she says, and my daughter's fixing to marry a Hindu, and she's a Christian. She repented. And a week later, I had told the lady I'd put her on the daughter on the prayer list, forgot the daughter's name, called back to the host of the seminar and said, what was that lady's daughter's name? She said, you don't have to pray for her. Said she's already repented. You see, when we do things, God holds you accountable for everything you've ever done, even before you became a Christian. And He works those things out. Whatever you do sets in motion forces that cause you to reap. And a lot of times our children are not going to change until we get all that taken care of. Amen? I wish I'd have known this years ago. I might have another child alive. In fact, I know if I knew what I knew now, my son Todd wouldn't have died of AIDS and he would be alive today. But he's in heaven. But you know what? It took me dealing with a homosexual son for 20 years for me to have an understanding. And God had to change me before He could change him. And hallelujah, glory to God, He's in heaven. And I'm so thankful that God saved his soul. And God used him in my life more than any other person. Because what I would want to hold, if I was upset with my husband, I would want to be mad. And God said, if you regard iniquity in your heart, I won't hear your prayers. So I'd get it right. One night I said, Lord, why? It's my husband's fault. Why do I always have to be the one that says I'm sorry? Lord said, well, this time it is his fault. But you got a pride problem, and it's just good for you to have to go and humble yourself and ask him to forgive you. And then I'd say, would you forgive me? And he'd say, no, I'm not going to forgive you because you just do this all. You've done this. You just keep on doing the same old thing. Then I get mad all over again. Anyway, and can I tell you that anger, if you keep going to bed anger, it'll kill you. And I know that's why my husband's not alive today, is because he would never forgive me. He was mad at me all the time. And I don't know if you've ever lived with a person that's mad at you all the time. Get in bed with them at night and you can hear them breathing. They're just, they're so mad and you're trying to sleep and they're mad and breathing hard. Wake up in the middle of the night and they're sitting up in bed like this, still mad. And now I get in my bed and I say, oh God, thank you that I'm in this bed by myself. Oh, thank you for this wonderful bed, Lord. Isn't that terrible? God, forgive me. I didn't know how to deal with it. All I knew was keep on going to God and keep on forgiving. That's all I knew. One time he said, if I'd have known the way you were, I'd have never married you. I said, well, honey, I'd marry you all over again. And he said, you would? His eyes got big. I said, yeah, where do you think I got all the material for this seminar? But not just his stuff. You know, God showed me. I'd say, God, this man says I don't love him. Maybe he's right. I'd say, Lord, he says I don't love him. What's wrong with me? How do I love him? Show me, Lord. And so I was asking God for me too, okay? So when you refuse to listen, okay, go if you will to Jeremiah 13. That's where we are. Got sidetracked there. I'm just being honest, you know. Okay, keep reading in verse 10. This wicked people who refuse to listen to my words, who walk in the stubbornness of their heart and have gone after other gods to serve them and to bow down to them, let them be just like this wasteland which is totally worthless. For as the waistband clings to the waist of a man, so I made the whole household of Israel and the whole household of Judah cling to me, declares the Lord, that they might be for me a people, for renown, for praise, for glory, but they did not listen. Verse 15. Listen and give heed, do not be haughty. For the Lord has spoken, give glory to the Lord your God before he brings darkness, and before your feet stumble on the dusky mountains, and while you're hoping for light, he makes it into deep darkness and turns it into gloom. But if you will not listen to it, my soul will sob in secret for such pride, and my eyes will bitterly weep and flow down with tears. Why? Because the flock of the Lord, the flock of the Lord, the flock of the Lord has been taken captive. You see, when we don't listen, take care how we listen, it's pride. And we get taken captive. God tells us to be sober. Go to Isaiah 42, please. I'm going to just give you some more scriptures to look up in your prayer time to read in a minute. I'm not going to read them all. But verse 20 says, "You have seen many things, but you do not observe them. Your ears are open, but none hears. The Lord was pleased for his righteousness' sake to make the law great and glorious. But this is a people plundered and despoiled. All of them are trapped in caves, are hidden away in prisons." They're just swallowed up. "They have become a prey with none to deliver them, and a spoil with none to say, give them back. Give them back, I say, Lord, in Jesus' name. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will give heed and listen hereafter, who gave Judah up for spoil and Israel to plunderers?" Now that's the church. "Was it not the Lord against whom we've sinned, and in whose ways they were not willing to walk, and in whose law they did not obey? So he poured out on them the heat of his anger and the fierceness of battle, and it set him aflame all around. Yet he did not recognize it, and it burned him, but he paid no attention." Did you know there's a spiritual fire that's a fire of judgment? I was in a seminar one day, and a man said, "Pray for me, I feel like my back's on fire." And I thought of the scripture in Jude that says, "Snatch men out of the fire." And I just took his hands and I said, "I snatched him out of the fire." He said, "Wow, I felt that, it's gone." So there's a spiritual fire of judgment that burns, and it says, and they don't listen, and it burns them, and they don't even pay attention. It's a spiritual fire. Let me just give you these scriptures and you look them up. 2 Kings 17, 13 through 14, verse 18 and 20. And then Isaiah 66, 3 through 5. Jeremiah 7, 26 and 27. Jeremiah 12, 17. Jeremiah 6, 11 through 14. Malachi 2, 2. Jeremiah 44, 4 through 12. Now this is in the New Testament too. 1 Timothy 4, 1 says, "In latter times, men will fall away from the faith, giving heed to doctrines of demons and seducing spirits." So I have to be careful what I'm listening to. And then God also refers to people who won't listen as false sons. Go to Isaiah chapter 30. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 1. "Woe to the rebellious children, declares the Lord, who execute a plan, but not mine, and make an alliance, but not of my spirit, in order to add sin to sin, who proceed down to Egypt without consulting me." And of course, Egypt is a picture of the world. "To take refuge in the safety of Pharaoh, and to seek shelter in the shadow of Egypt. Now you can dwell in the secret place of the Most High God and abide under his shadow and protection, or you can abide under the shadow of Egypt, which is the shadow of death. Therefore, the safety of Pharaoh will be your shame, and the shelter in the shadow of Egypt, your humiliation." In other words, if you're not in God's refuge, you're under the wrong shadow. And then verse 9 says, "For this is a rebellious people, false sons, sons who refuse to listen to the instruction of the Lord, who say to the seers, 'You must not see visions,' and to the prophets, 'You must not prophesy to us what is right. Speak to us pleasant words, prophesy illusions. In other words, I don't want to hear the word of the Lord. I want you to tickle my ears. And there's a lot of prophets out there that are just saying things that tickle your ears, that minister your idols to you. And I believe a true prophet of God will point you away from your sin. And if we're not listening to the Lord, we're listening to the Song of Fools. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 5 says, "It's better to listen to the rebuke of a wise man than for one to listen to the song of fools." And we're either listening to the Lord or we're listening to the song of the fools or the voice of a harlot. Go to Proverbs chapter 9. You see that there's two voices here, and you know there's a voice that tells you to walk God's way, and then there's a voice that tells you to turn in here. And that's the voice of a harlot, and that's found in Proverbs chapter 9. Verse 1, it says, "Wisdom has built her house, she's hewn out her pillows, she has prepared her food, she has mixed her wine, she has also set her table." So there's the table of the Lord, and there's also a table of demons. "She has sent out her maidens, she calls from the tops of the heights of the city, whoever is naive, let him turn in here. To him who lacks understanding, she, the voice of the harlot, says, 'Come eat of my food and drink of the wine I have mixed.'" And then God says, this is the voice of wisdom, "Forsake your folly and live and proceed in the way of understanding." Go to Proverbs chapter 5. You know, if I pray a prayer to receive Jesus and my heart goes after other lovers, I'm committing spiritual adultery and I'm a spiritual harlot. Proverbs chapter 5, verse 7 says, "Now then, my son, listen to me and do not depart from the words of my mouth." And when it's talking about sons, it's talking about women and men. "Keep your way far from her," this voice of a harlot, the voice that says, "Turn in here." "And do not go near the door of her house, lest you give your vigor to others and your years to the cruel one." Now, wonder who that is. "Lest strangers be filled with your strength and your hard-earned goods go to the house of an alien. And you groan in your latter end when your flesh and your body are consumed." Kind of sounds like cancer. "And you say, 'How I have hated instruction and my heart spurned reproof. And I have not listened to the voice of my teachers nor inclined my ear to my instructors. I was almost in utter ruin in the midst of the assembly and the congregation." That's right in the church house. And then chapter 7, verse 24 says, "Now therefore, my sons, listen to me and pay attention to the words of my mouth. Do not let your heart turn aside to her ways, the ways of this harlot, the voice that tries to get you to stray." Her ways, this voice is the voice of a stranger. "Do not stray into her paths, for many are the victims she has cut down, and numerous are all her slain. Her house is the way to Sheol, descending down into the chambers of death." And there's a scripture that says, this is one of the roots to liver problems. "With her many persuasions, she entices him. With her flattering lips, she seduces him." And it's talking about the voice of the stranger, or the voice of the harlot. Suddenly, and you know, it can apply with physical harlotry, but also spiritual harlotry. "Suddenly he follows her as an ox goes to the slaughter, or as one in fetters to the discipline of a fool, until an arrow pierces through his liver as a bird hastens to its snare. So he does not know that it will cost him his life." And him means her too. In 2 Timothy 4, it talks about a people who turn aside from truth to myth, accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desire, and want their ears tickled. Now, here's some promises if we listen. Success. Joshua 1:8. God says, if we obey the word and meditate on it day and night, everything we do will be prosperous and everything we do will be a success. Meditating is like a cow chewing on her cud. You know, it's like you keep listening to the word, meditating, thinking about it. I don't know if y'all are familiar with Bill Gothard, but he flunked the first grade and the second grade and the third grade. And I mean, he flunked, and he tried so hard that they finally started promoting him because he was trying with all of his heart to do good. When he got in the eighth grade, his sister says, "Oh, great." She said, "We're going to be known as the sisters with the dummy brother." And somebody taught Bill Gothard how to meditate on the Word of God. And he said he began to meditate on the Word of God, and he began to study less and meditate more. He graduated with honors, and he graduated with honors in college. And he said that he attributes his success to meditating, memorizing, and meditating on the Word of God. Amen. And that's the most awesome testimony. Meditate means that you mull over it. You think about the Scripture and you mull over it. You think about it like a cow chews its cud. So there's success if we obey and meditate on the Word of God and we're prosperous. And then healing. Exodus 15:26 says, if we incline our ear to the Lord, that we'll be healed. And then safety. Proverbs 1:33 says that the fear of the Lord leads to life so that one may sleep satisfied, untouched by evil. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, when I go to bed at night, I live on a 116-acre property, and I used to minister to people that had been into Satanism, and I have never, that I know of, one's never set foot on my property. And I know that I've had people tell me that they've seen angels on the land. I've not seen one, but I've had people tell me they've seen angels. I know they're there. The angel of the Lord guards and rescues all those who reverence the Lord. And then you'll dwell with the wise. Proverbs 15:31 says, he who listens to the life-giving reproof will dwell among the wise. And then you'll have understanding. If you receive God's discipline, that means let him correct you. Lord, what are you trying to show me through this trial? Let him correct you, and then you'll receive understanding. And then you'll have the best of the land, Isaiah 1:19-20. If you consent and obey, you'll eat the fat of the land, the word says. But if you refuse and rebel, you'll be devoured by the sword. And the sword is carried out by demon powers. And then you'll have life, Isaiah 55:3. Incline your ear and come to me, listen, that you may live. And then you'll have welfare versus judgment. That's Jeremiah 7:23-8. Prosperity, Deuteronomy 29:9. Keep the words of his covenant that you may prosper in all that you do. And then Psalms 34:11 says you learn the fear of the Lord. It's something that you learn. And you'll be blessed, Proverbs 8:32. Therefore, my sons, listen to me. Blessed are they who keep my ways. You know, when God asked Solomon, he said, you can have anything you want. What do you want? He said, I want wisdom and understanding to rule your people. And God said, because you didn't ask for riches, I'm going to give you wisdom, understanding, and I'm going to give you riches and honor. Hallelujah. If somebody asked us if we could have anything we want, what would we say? Good question to ask yourself, isn't it? But he wanted wisdom and understanding. Okay, why don't you stand up and ask the Lord to show you if you have ears to hear. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I ask for the truth that sets me free. Is my salvation in my head? Or have I been born again? Has my heart been transformed by your power? Lord, I ask for the truth that sets me free. I present my body to you, Lord, as a living sacrifice. Now, Lord, show me what you want me to repent of. Give me ears to hear, Lord. Now, Lord, I ask you to pour your Spirit out upon every person. I ask you, you come, Holy Spirit, and just minister to your children, minister life, minister healing. Lord, you are the one that changes us. I ask you to change us, and Lord, everyone who's not born again, I ask that they be born again today, tonight, in Jesus' name. And just sit down when you're through repenting, and then we'll do mass deliverance. I want to say this. I said it last time I taught, but I want to say it again in case you weren't here. If you grew up with a harsh, stiff, stern, legalistic, controlling parent that loved you based on your performance, and you hear a word like this, you just get horrified that God's going to throw you away, that you're not good enough. All you do is the clay is yield to the potter. The potter cleans you up. And, you know, you the clay, can be yielded to the potter, and God looks down from heaven, and he doesn't look at your mess. He looks at your heart that is submitted to him. Because sanctification takes a lifetime. So you yield everything you know to God, get on the potter's wheel, and leave the work to the potter. Your job is to yield to God, and it's his job to make you holy and righteous, okay? So don't panic. God's not going to throw you away, or he would have already sent us all to hell. Okay, so Lord, I forgive my parents if they were harsh, stiff, stern, controlling, legalistic. They love me based on my performance. I forgive them, Lord. And I thank you that you are a God of mercy, that you look down and you see my heart that says, Lord, I got to yield to the potter. And Lord, I'll yield my life to you tonight in the name of Jesus. I present my body to you, Lord, as a living sacrifice. I offer up to you my members as instruments of righteousness. And Lord, I forgive my parents for verbal abuse, contention, strife, raging, being controlling. Lord, forgive me for disdaining their voice, cutting them off. I forgive them for verbal abuse, hitting me in the ears, hitting me. God, forgive me for letting the sun go down on my anger. Forgive me for not being a disciple. God, I ask by the power of your Holy Spirit to come and fill me up and control me in the name of Jesus. Father, forgive me for holding on to my life. And Lord, since I've accepted you as Savior, I haven't given you control of my life. And I give you control of my life now. I make you Lord and Master and Boss. In Jesus' name, I ask by the power of your Holy Spirit that you come and possess my body. And I choose, like the grain of wheat, to fall to the ground and die so that I won't abide alone and so that I will produce much fruit. God, forgive me for lawlessness. I ask you, Lord, forgive me for not inclining my ear to you. Forgive me for not abiding in your word. Forgive me for not bearing fruit. Forgive me, Lord, for not letting you discipline me. Forgive me for disobedience. Lord, you said that every morning you'll open my ears to listen. And you said, blessed are my eyes because they see, because, Lord, I want to be a disciple. In the name of Jesus, God, I ask you in Jesus' name to forgive me for not having ears to hear. Forgive me for not bearing fruit, which would cause you to give me eyes that see not, ears that hear not, and a heart that cannot understand so that I can turn and be healed. Forgive me for rebellion and fruitlessness, and that's caused you to make me dull. God, forgive me for not being prudent and acquiring knowledge and having a wise ear that seeks knowledge. Forgive me for not taking care how I listen. Forgive me for turning a stubborn shoulder to you and stopping up my ears and refusing to listen. Forgive me, Lord, for not seeking wisdom, understanding, and discretion just like I would seek for silver or gold. God, forgive me for doing evil, which would cause your face to be against me. Forgive me for rebellion and doing evil, turning away my ear from listening to your law that would cause my prayer to be an abomination. Forgive me for being stubborn, obstinate, stiff-necked, arrogant, rebellious, idolatry, perverse, and a scoffer. God, forgive me for not listening to you and being a false son if I am. God, forgive me for listening to the song of fools. Forgive me for listening to the voice of the harlot. God, forgive me for not giving earnest heed to the voice of, to your voice so you could be my doctor. God, forgive me for thinking you're like my mom and dad, a liar, and not listening. You know, if your mother and daddy were liars, then you unconsciously, you can't believe God because parents model for us a picture of what God's like, and if your parents lied to you, it's hard for you to believe God, because the lie is God lies just like my mom and dad. And that's a lie. God is not a man that he can lie. So, Lord, forgive me for believing that you are not truthful. Forgive me for being presumptuous and not giving ear to you. Forgive me for my sin that would cause you to bring trembling on me, to make my bones shake. God, forgive me that my ears have not understood. Forgive me for harlotry wine and new wine that's taken away my understanding. God, you said you opened my ear to instruction. I ask you, God, to open my ear to instruction. God, would you please call me blessed? Does your ear call you blessed and your eye give witness, Job says. For when the ear heard, it called me blessed, and when the eye saw, it gave witness of me. God, I want my ear to call me blessed and my eye to see. God, you said you opened my ears in time of oppression. Forgive me for stubbornness that's kept you from doing that. Forgive me for pride. Forgive me, Lord, for being like a deaf cobra that stops up its ear. Forgive me for not making my ear attentive to wisdom and inclining my heart toward understanding. Forgive me for not listening to the voice of my teachers and inclining my ear to my instructors. Forgive me for not giving ear to life-giving reproof. Forgive me for shutting my ear to the cry of the poor. Forgive me for not being a wise reprover, which is like an earring of gold and an ornament of fine gold. Forgive me that my eye and ear has not been satisfied because of rebellion. Forgive me for failing to give ear that's caused me to be stricken. And Lord, in Jesus' name, I yield to you. Praise you, Lord. Now I come against, in Jesus' name, the spirit of spiritual deafness. In the name of Jesus, I bind up spirits of deafness. In spirits of blindness, I command you to go. Every spirit that came in through not inclining their ear, in the name of Jesus, I command you to go. All spirits of rebellion, I break your power. All stubbornness, stiff neck, shoulder problems, pain in the shoulders, pain in the neck, I command you to go now. Out, blow them out, cough out. In Jesus' name, I break your power. All spirits that came in through verbal abuse, I break the vows that I break the vows that I won't listen. I break vows. I'll cut off my ear from my mother and father. Forgive me, God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, all spirits that came in through not inclining your ear, I break your power. In Jesus' name, all spirits that cause them to listen to the voice of a stranger, I command you to go. All spirits that keep their ear from testing words, go in Jesus' name. All spirits that keep them from following instructions, dyslexia, hyperactivity, anxiety, tension, stress, nervousness, fear, I break your power. In the name of Jesus, I command you to go. In Jesus' name, out. All spirits of hurt, pain in the ears, go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, all spirits that keep them from hearing and understanding, all spirits that keep them from paying attention, out in the name of Jesus. I bind the strong man. I break your power, Satan, in the name of Jesus. All spirits that came in through not acquiring knowledge, in Jesus' name. All spirits that came in through not taking care of how they listen, all the demons that have stolen what they thought they had, I command you to go in Jesus' name. All spirits of stubbornness, I break your power. In the name of Jesus, I loose angels to take them out of the fire. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I break your power. In Jesus' name, I command every spirit to go. All spirits that would cause God not to listen to them. In the name of Jesus, all spirits that came in from turning away their ears from listening to the law, cough them out, blow them out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, all spirits of stubbornness, obstinacy, perverseness, arrogance, pride, scoffing, rebellion, spirits that came in through idolatry, I command you to go. In Jesus' name, false sons, in the name of Jesus, false security. I command you to go. Every lie that tells them they're okay. All spirits of legalism, perfectionism, performance, come out. In Jesus' name, I break your power. I break your power. In Jesus' name, I command you to go. I cut yokes off their necks. In Jesus' name, all spirits that cause them to be devoured, all spirits that cause, I command all spirits that are carrying out the sword against them, go. I command their every enemy to go in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, all spirits of poverty, leave. Spirits that have kept them from prospering, I command you to go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, all spirits that came in through not giving earnest heed to the Lord, I command you to go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, every lying spirit, out. All spirits of a stranger, out in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Spirits of presumption, I command you to go. Demons that came in through not giving ear to God, go in Jesus' name. Spirits of trembling, spirits that make their bones shake, spirits that came in of judgment, I break your power in the name of Jesus. All spirits that hinder them from understanding, all spirits of harlotry, adultery, wine, new wine, every demon that's taken away their understanding, I command you to go in Jesus' name. In all demons that have stopped their ears up in the name of Jesus, I command holy angels to go forth and open their ears in the name of Jesus. All spirits of oppression, I break your power. All spirits that came in through not giving attention, not paying attention. All spirits of insobriety, drunkenness, alcoholism, I break your power. In the name of Jesus, I command you to go. All spirits of deafness, ear problems, go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, you have to leave in the name of Jesus. In all spirits that came in through not seeking knowledge, all spirits of wanting my way, all spirits of lawlessness, all spirits of refusal to comply to authority, unsubmissiveness to authority, I break your power. All spirits that came in through shutting their ear to the cry of the poor, in the spirits that have kept them from listening to wise reprovers, spirits that would cause them to listen to the song of fools, out in Jesus' name. We break your power. We break your power. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, mighty God. Praise you. We lose hearing ears, seeing eyes, a heart that can understand. In Jesus' name, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, when you feel released, lift your hands and sing with me. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Bless you, Lord. Lord, fill me. With love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and self-control. And Lord, we bless our ears that they see. We bless our eyes that we see. You know, if you're a disciple, God says, blessed are your ears because you hear, disciples. Blessed are your eyes because you see. Since God gave me that revelation, my eyes have been so much better. Hallelujah. One time I was here, I couldn't even hardly read my Bible. Thank you, Lord. Blessed are my eyes. Huh? Oh. The last prayer meeting is in the morning at 6, and who's going to speak at 10? Doc will be speaking at 10. Bless you, Lord. Have a good night. God bless you.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.